Assalamu alaikum. How are you doing, guys? I hope you're taking care of yourselves. And as usual, I hope you're taking care of your loved ones as well. Today's podcast is going to be about network. Have you heard the expression, your net worth is determined by your network? Well, today we're going to break all of these thoughts down in this podcast. So let's start this properly then, shall we? Man Zakin. Buenos dias, buen dia, guten tag, habari, jambo, wezo, mache, maha, bonjour, bonsoir. What else am I missing? Guys, tell me in the comment section. All right. So about a few days ago, I had the opportunity to encounter some people who are, you know, highly placed. And I cannot reveal the identity because of their position and status, of course. But prior to meeting them, I was having a conversation with a friend that I got to meet through another friend who is like a brother. And this friend of mine and I were talking, and we were talking about the importance of networking. And we came to the conclusion that the world is made up of many closed doors, many closed doors. So just a brief story. A few months ago, I met Vuzi Tambakwayo. Okay, how did I meet Vuzi Tambakwayo? Guys, I'm not trying to denigrate myself here, but you know, Vuzi is there. You and I both know that Vuzi is there, and we are somewhere. we are somewhere. We are trying to be there. And when I mean there, I'm not just talking about his wealth or his financial assets, though that is a heavyweight champion in its own right. But in terms of knowledge, in terms of influence, in terms of access and access, oof. Vuzi is there. How did I meet Vuzi then? So, Moses Arthur, who is a very close friend of Futurist Kwame, reaches out to me about a year ago. We start to, you know, we went to the same school together. We grew up basically together till we both went to high schools. But we went out of touch. I mean, we were following each other. No, let me rephrase that. I was following him. Moses was a businessman long before I decided to think about business. So I was following him, and I think that after some time we connected again. When I went to Ghana, we connected, and we became quite close. We started talking on a regular, and Moses is like, oh Prince, we'll actually be going to meet Vuzi, and if you're around then you could actually meet him as well. And I'm like, what? Vuzi Tambakwayo? He said, oh yes, he's very close to someone I'm very close to. I'm like, okay. I'm like, sure. So then I talked to a client of mine who also wants to, you know, see the possibility of entering into the Kenyan market. So I said, okay, then I'll just go and meet this person for this client and talk to Vuzi most likely and see what he has to, if he's interested in anything in Morocco after all. I, Prince Tego, was able to meet Vuzi Tambakwayo all because of a childhood friend. So the world is made up of many closed doors. Guys, let me break down this expression. All I mean to say by this is that, for example, if you want to get close to me, if you want to come to my apartment, if you want to come and eat with me, if we are not close, it's going to be quite awkward, right? For you to just walk up to me, Prince, can we have lunch? It is going to be quite awkward. The question is going to be, why? If I walk up to you, I don't know you, have no personal relationship with you, and I say, hey, Maxwell, can we have lunch? You're going to be like, why? Who are you, Prince? Who are you? Oh, yes, you talk on these YouTube platforms and all these platforms, but who are you? Why should I allow you access into my life? Why should you be able to access my life? You realize then that, but if somebody that I know, for example, if you are very close to Fuba and Fuba says, let's go visit Prince and we are all having lunch. Just because I'm very close to Fuba, I most likely will share things with you because of the presence of Fuba that I most likely wouldn't have shared with you outside the context of a mutual relationship. So, networking. 2023 is going to present a lot of challenges. It's going to be really tough on everybody. The financial crisis coming up, or which is already here, shall I say. There's going to be a few health challenges as well, most definitely, because people who took the vaccines and are reacting to the vaccines, those who did not take the vaccines are now having these flus, those who had the vaccines are having flus. A lot of things are going to happen. But one thing is going to remain constant. In Ghana, we say, who know you? Not who do you know. Now, first, we used to say, who do you know? Now it has changed. Who knows you? Because, guys, I know the president of Ghana. Does he know me? I know some really powerful people, but do they know me? They have no idea who the heck I am. So, who knows you? Who can hold your hand? Who can... I love what Vuzi, how Vuzi says it. Vuzi said this, and he said this in a context of negotiating with a corporate entity. And he said, you'd have to have somebody who is like a lawyer to you behind closed doors. So in your absence, who is going to be your spokesperson? Who is going to take your agenda and is going to fight as if it's a propaganda for you? Your network, right? Okay, so let's look at this. And I keep saying this. People often say, oh, racism and ethnicism and tribalism and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I keep telling people this. Guys, it is very normal. Whether we like it or yes, because there is no not liking it. Whether you like it or yes, that is how the world has functioned. There is no way I would have a cup of water and my daughter is thirsty and I would give the cup of water to a stranger who is also thirsty. It is illogical. You wouldn't do that. Guys, let's cast away this cloth of hypocrisy and all sanctity and morality. And look, I understand there is what God has said, which I believe that we should all follow as a believer myself. And then there is what you will do when the time comes. And people will always give things to people they feel most associated with or to. It means that, of course, Moses will not just tell just anybody, let's go and meet Vuzi. You know, it is because at least we have established a level of relationship, which I would like to believe is goes beyond professionalism into brotherhood. That he would say that, all right, guy, I'm going to meet somebody that I am meeting through somebody. Come on, tag along, because I know this is somebody that you admire as well. You know, when I started teaching English professionally as an English coach, I had one client and I will never forget her. She till this day remains, she remains what I call an ally. Hanan literally gave me every client I had after her. Hanan gave me every single client I had after her. Single-handedly. And how did she do that? She would literally talk to people because she believed and believes still in what I have to offer. Let me tell you, till this day, Hanan would still be in a company and tell the company if they have translation works, they should do it through me. Guys, it's fascinating. But what networking can do for you, degrees cannot do that for you. I did not even have a degree yet. And Hanan was recommending me to her friends. But because of who she was, the credibility that she had established, if she now says, I believe in this guy, she automatically pushes me up. So I may not have had the necessary qualifications, but networking opened doors for me. Now I'm here to ask you, you claim to know a lot of people. How many of them introduce you to opportunities? Uh-huh. You're thinking, yeah? All right, I'm waiting. How many of them actually introduce you to opportunities that can help you or make you better? How many of these people that are around you actually fight for you to get these opportunities? I'm not going to lie to you. I have been very blessed in this regard. And yet, it is not enough. If you find yourself in a place where you don't want to be, then maybe, just maybe, as I told a friend of mine that I was discussing networking with, I'm glad I met you because you are going to cause me to level up. You're going to cause me to level up. Network, especially with people who are where you are aspiring to get to. And if nothing at all, they can show you the way. As we say in Ghana and Nigeria, follow Huno Road. My name is Prince Tego, and until I come your way next week, this is our podcast. And please, let me know what you think. I would love to hear your feedback. Cheers.